Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Medicare's open enrollment period began on October 15th and continues until December 7th. If you believe you might benefit from a change in your Medicare program and have not yet begun the process, here are some tips on navigating the Medicare maze. I will be reading from the October AARP bulletin, Make Medicare Work for You. Getting the Best Out of Medicare by Dina Bunis. Since its controversial launch in 1966, when the federal government had to send workers door to door to convince older Americans to sign up, Medicare has become the health insurance provider to 58 million Americans. But with age, the program has become more complex. Enrollees face ever more choices, and not just the right Medicare coverage, but also how to prepare for costs Medicare doesn't pay for. AARP is here to assist. Over two dozen resident researchers, policy experts, and member advocates have contributed to this report, all with one goal in mind: to help you make the very best Medicare choices for both your health and your wallet. And that was from Robert Love, editor-in-chief. Medicare Resource Center, How to Choose a Medicare Plan by Dina Bunis. Healthcare needs and preferences often evolve as you age, and your coverage may need to change as well. And we know the countdown began on October 15th. That's the day 54 days when Americans 65 and older have to make their Medicare choices for 2018. These choices could save you hundreds, perhaps thousands of dollars a year, and could well determine the quality of your health care and your health for years to come. In other words, it's important. It's complicated. Though the government has worked hard to simplify the bureaucracy around the 52-year-old program, Medicare enrollees face lots of choices, and particularly for Medicare Advantage, or MA, and Part D drug plans. Coverage options can be a moving target. These plan changes a lot from year to year, says Lee Purvis, Director of Health Services Research with the AARP Public Policy Institute. You can leave hundreds of dollars on the table if you're not in the right plan for you. But the decision isn't just financial. Your health care needs and preferences often evolve as you age. And as your needs change, you might be better off with different coverage. People do change each year, and more probably should. For example, nearly 1 in 5 Medicare Advantage members switched policies during the open enrollment in a recent year, according to a 2016 Kaiser Foundation analysis, and roughly 12% of people changed their Part D coverage. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, says the average Medicare Advantage premium is expected to be about $30 a month for 2018, a slight dip from 2017. CMS also is predicting that enrollment in MA plans will reach an all-time high next year at 20.4 million people. But time is short. You've only got until December 7th to do the research, make decisions, and file the forms. To help you get started, here are the three main steps in shopping for the Medicare coverage that serves you best. First, choose Original or Advantage. For new enrollees, this is the big first decision. Original Medicare comprises two parts: Medicare Part A, which provides coverage for most costs related to hospital stays, and Medicare Part B, which covers doctor visits, lab work, and outpatient services and preventive care. Part A is free to most people who qualify for Medicare. You need to pay for Part B. The standard premium this year is about $134 a month, or $109 a month for most people who have their premium deducted from their Social Security checks. However, the premium rate is higher if your income is above a certain level. There are deductibles and copays involved with both parts. Over the years, as private insurers started to offer health maintenance organizations, or HMOs, and preferred provider organizations, PPOs, Congress decided that Medicare recipients should have this option as well. So in 1997, it created Medicare Part C, or what is known today as Medicare Advantage plans. In these plans, you get Part A and Part B coverage from private insurance companies approved by Medicare. Unlike original Medicare, the plans use a network of healthcare providers. You may be able to see a doctor out of network, but at a higher cost. Some plans charge a monthly premium above the usual Part B premium, and there are potential copays and deductibles too. These vary according to the plan you choose. Which leads to the big first choice: go with Medicare or enroll in an Advantage plan. There'll be some pros and cons on that coming up shortly. 2. Fill the gaps. In 2003, Congress addressed one of the key gaps in Medicare coverage, the costs of prescription medicine. It approved the creation of Medicare Part D, which provides low-cost plans that cover prescription drugs. If you choose not to enroll in Part D when you are first eligible, you will likely pay a penalty when you do sign up, unless you have had credible drug coverage from another source. One challenge: Part D plans vary widely. For example, two plans may have very different copays for the same drug. It's financially smart to reconsider your coverage each year, particularly if your medicine needs have changed. CMS estimates that Part D premiums will average $33.50 per month in 2018, the first average decline since 2012. There are many other costs you need to cover under Medicare. For example, Medicare Part A covers 100% of the first 60 days of a hospital stay. But for original Medicare enrollees, you must cover a deductible for each hospital stay. In 2017, that deductible was $1,316. Another big expense for Part B under original Medicare: the 20% copay for doctor visits and other related medical expenses. There are a few solutions. Some people have insurance from the military or current or past employer that will help defray these costs. And there are government assistance programs such as Medicaid and Medicare savings programs, which help Americans who qualify to pay for these costs. If you don't fall under such plans and are in original Medicare, you can consider purchasing supplemental insurance or Medigap. 3. Do the shopping. If you are a new enrollee who is considering original Medicare coverage, start by asking your current doctors if they accept Medicare patients. That will let you know if you'll be able to stay with them. There are several ways to shop for an Advantage or Part D drug plan, but consider starting with the government's Medicare Plan Finder. Once you insert your information and preferences, it will give you a list of plans available in your area. These plans can vary in cost and coverage by region. You can also get one-on-one advice for free. From there, you can compare the offerings to see what's right for your needs and also look at the monthly premiums and other costs that you would face. Then, on the final step, you would fill out the forms and submit them. Now, the pros and cons: choosing your coverage, key factors to consider when deciding your Medicare insurance mix. Original Medicare, Parts A and B, the pros. You have more choices for doctors and hospitals. You don't have to worry about your plan shutting down or leaving town. You don't need referrals for specialists, and premiums are set by the federal government, not a private company. Your coverage is not limited to your local region. The cons? Monthly premiums can be higher than Part C if you need a Medigap plan. If you have serious medical conditions, your out-of-pocket costs could be higher. There is no out-of-pocket spending limit. Separate plans to cover drug costs and other health expenses can add complexity to your health care arrangements. Medicare Advantage, or Part C. The pros? One-stop shopping. There is no need to get separate drug or supplemental policies in most Part C plans. Some plans cover dental, vision, and hearing. A primary care physician may coordinate your overall health care needs, and plans typically have lower cost sharing than original Medicare. The cons? You may pay more for going to doctors or healthcare centers out of network. You may need referrals to see specialists. If your plan leaves the area or shuts down, you have to choose new coverage. Some plans charge an additional premium above the standard Part B premium, and plans are difficult to compare as no two are the same. Supplemental insurance or Medigap. The pros? It covers some or most out-of-pocket expenses that Parts A and B don't, including hospital deductibles and 20% doctor visit coinsurance. You are guaranteed coverage during initial enrollment period, even if you have a pre-existing condition. Coverage then is guaranteed renewable as long as you pay your premiums. As with original Medicare, coverage is nationwide. Plans are standardized by the federal government, making them easy to compare. The cons? Average premiums are more than $2,000 a year. Once enrolled, it may not be easy to switch plans. If you don't sign up during the initial enrollment period, plans can deny coverage or charge higher rates, and there is no prescription drug coverage. You still have to enroll in a Part D plan. And now, covering the gaps, Medigap policies help pick up the costs not covered by original Medicare. And here's how to get the right supplemental insurance for you. By now, the message should be clear. Under Medicare, you face extra costs not covered by the program, particularly if you are a regular user of the healthcare system. For roughly 23% of Medicare enrollees, one solution to covering those costs is buying a Medicare supplemental plan, commonly known as Medigap. These policies, sold by private insurers but under tight guidelines from state and federal governments, fill some of the gaps in healthcare costs that Medicare doesn't cover. Medigap plans are only for people who have chosen original Medicare Parts A and B. They cannot be applied to a Medicare Advantage plan. Think a Medigap policy might be right for you? Then you have one more round of decision-making to complete. Here are some guidance to help you. The catch, and it's a big one. When you first enroll in Medicare, that is during that 7-month initial enrollment period, insurers offering Medigap policies cannot deny you coverage or charge you more for any pre-existing conditions. After that, anything goes. For example, if you don't buy a Medigap policy during your IEP, but decide a year later that you want one after all, insurers may be able to turn you down based on your health status or set prices higher due to a pre-existing condition. The message? To guarantee stable, ongoing Medigap coverage for years to come, the time to buy is when you first enroll in Medicare. The choices. The government has created 10 Medigap benefit designs. Each varies slightly in what it covers. To compare, go to Medicare.gov and under the Supplements and Other Insurance tab, click on How to Compare Medigap Policies. Details are there on a single chart. Don't get confused by the way these policies are named. You have your choice of Medigap policies A, B, C, D, F, G, K, L, M, or N. These are designations, and they have nothing to do with the Medicare program you choose. Medigap plans are standardized, meaning that, for example, an A or F plan sold by one insurer covers the same things as an A or F plan sold by another insurer. Medigap plans are consistent in all but 3 states. Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Wisconsin have their own standard policies. So, how do the 10 policies differ? Some are high deductible, some require higher cost sharing, and some cover more costs, explains Mary Mueller, Life and Health Manager in the Missouri Department of Insurance, financial institutions, and professional registration. Consumers should evaluate their individual situation as to what plan meets their needs and what they can afford, Mueller says. What to focus on? The government's comparison chart shows 10 different health care costs that could be covered by a Medigap policy. Some come into play more than others, so you should focus on the big ticket items, and they include your 20% share of the cost of doctor visits, your 20% share of the cost of lab tests and other outpatient services, the deductible for each time you are admitted to a hospital, and the coinsurance costs of hospital stays or stays in a skilled nursing facility after being in a hospital. There are other considerations as well. For example, while other plans cover 100% of Part B coinsurance, plans K and L have higher cost sharing, but also an out-of-pocket limit. Once you have paid that amount, they cover 100% of covered services for the rest of the year. In 2017, the limit for the K plan was $5,120. The L plan limit is $2,560. These limits increase each year based on inflation. Remember, Medigap does not cover prescription drugs or dental, vision, or other needs that original Medicare doesn't cover either. Generally, Medigap Plan F is the most popular, as it is the most comprehensive. There are actually two F plans. One is a high deductible, so look carefully at each option. What it will cost you. Nationwide, the average Medigap plan is roughly $183 a month. Premiums are based on three different pricing systems. Community rated. The same monthly premium is charged to everyone who has this policy, regardless of age. The issue age rated. This premium is based on your age when you first buy the policy. The younger you are, the lower the premium. Any premium increases in the future will not be based on your age. And the attained age rated. This premium is initially based on your current age, but can increase as you get older. Experts suggest that you ask a potential insurer which pricing system it uses before buying a Medigap policy. That way, you'll know whether to expect increases as you age. Final considerations? Mueller suggests that consumers contact their state's insurance department before signing to make sure the agent and company selling the policy are licensed by the state and to find out that company's complaint record. Each state has a state health insurance assistance program that can help you find that information. And remember, changing a Medigap policy can be hard. Give the policy one last read to see if it covers not just your current needs, but potential future needs as well. And this is your Medicare timetable. Medicare takes its deadlines seriously. Miss a key date and you face penalty payments or higher premiums for as long as you are covered. Here are the dates to watch. If you're already on Medicare, open enrollment to swap plans is October 15th to December 7th, with a few exceptions, such as you moving out of the state. You can also switch from Advantage Plan to Original Medicare during the disenrollment period, which is January 1 to February 14. New to Medicare, if you are turning 65, aren't getting Social Security benefits, and don't have employer-based insurance, you need to enroll in Medicare Part B during your initial enrollment period, or IEP, to avoid penalties. Your 7-month IEP begins 3 months before the month you turn 65 and lasts until 3 months after. You should sign up for Part D drug coverage now, too, or face penalties later. If you're turning 65 and already getting Social Security benefits, you will be already enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B automatically. No action by you is needed, but you do need to apply during your IEP for drug Part D drug plan if you want a Medicare Advantage plan instead of original Medicare as well. Now, if you're over 65 and retiring or losing employer-based coverage, you can sign up for Part B or an Advantage plan without penalty during your special enrollment period, or SEP. This usually lasts for 8 months after employee coverage ends, but you have only 2 months after losing drug coverage to sign up for a prescription drug plan before incurring a late penalty. Last chance options: if you missed your IEP or SEP, you can still apply for Medicare coverages during the next general enrollment period, which runs from January 1st to March 31st, but coverage won't begin until July, and you will be subject to late penalties. Now, this article also offered a quiz, a 10-question quiz on Medicare open enrollment. I took the test and, well, I got 10 out of 10. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm going to just review a few of them for you today. First of all, what changes can you make to your Medicare coverage during open enrollment? Your choices: switch your current Part D drug plan or Medicare Advantage plan to another plan, change from original Medicare plus a Part D drug plan to a Medicare Advantage plan that includes both medical and drug coverage, change from a Medicare Advantage plan to original Medicare, and then add a Part D drug plan if you don't have drug coverage from elsewhere. And the fourth choice is any of the above. Obvious answer, yes, any of the above. You can make any of those changes during Medicare's open enrollment. And also, if you didn't sign up for Part D coverage when you first were eligible and don't have comparable drug coverage from an employer, union, Veterans Affairs, or elsewhere, you can use open enrollment to sign up for Part D for the first time. Well, why is it a good idea to compare your current Part D or Medicare Advantage plan with other plans during open enrollment? Your choices: premiums and or deductibles may change, coverage for your drugs and medical services may change, co-payments for your drugs or medical services may change, all of the above. Yes, indeed, all of the above. Insurers can change the costs and benefits of their Part D and Medicare Advantage plans, including the list of drugs they cover, every calendar year. So look at the annual notice of change, which your current plan should have sent you in September, to see what will be different next year and compare it with other plans available to you. How can you compare Part D or Medicare Advantage plans? Well, sort through the drug plan materials that you have received in the mail. Ask relatives, friends, and neighbors about the plans they prefer. Identify the plan in your area with the lowest monthly premium, or use the plan finder on Medicare's website, or ask a Medicare customer service representative to use it for you. Yes, the last is the answer that you want. Use the plan finder on Medicare's website or call its helpline at 1-800-633-4227 to see the cost and benefit details of all of the plans available in your area, anonymously and free of sales pressure. Every plan is different, so it's essential to compare their details to identify the one that best meets your needs and preferences. The plan finder can automatically determine what you would pay out of your pocket for your prescription drugs under any plan. It also tells you how plans stack up against each other in terms of quality. For example, customer service on a 1-to-5-star rating system, and it identifies, with a warning icon, plans that have received fewer than 3 stars over a 3-year period. What things should you consider when choosing a Medicare Advantage plan? Convenience, coverage and cost, customer service, all of the above, of course, all of the above. Which services do you need? What's your choice of doctors, hospital, and other health care providers? Do the providers you prefer accept the plan's coverage? Will it cover you if you move or visit another state? What will your prescription drugs cost under the plan? How much do you pay for services like hospital stays or doctors? Convenience, how far do you have to travel to see a primary care doctor? And customer service, how easy is it to contact the plan? Now, if your current Medicare plan will meet your needs for next year, do you have to re-enroll? Choice, yes, no, maybe. It depends on the plan you've enrolled in, or maybe if you've recently been prescribed different drugs. The answer is no. If you want to stay in your current Part D or Medicare Advantage plan, you don't need to do anything. You'll be automatically re-enrolled in the plan for the next year. And the same goes for people with original Medicare. Unless you switch to a Medicare Advantage plan during open enrollment, your Part A and Part B benefits will automatically roll over into the next year. How about what happens if you miss the December 7th deadline? You have to wait until next year's open enrollment. You can switch plans whenever you want. You may be able to switch after the deadline, but it depends on your plan's rules, or you can switch plans after the deadline only in certain circumstances. Yep, that's the answer. Only in certain circumstances. Such as if you move outside of your current plan service area, or you move in and out of a nursing home, you can also switch plans at any time of the year if you qualify for low-cost drug coverage under Part D's Extra Help program. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and you're allowed to switch to the original Medicare program and a Part D drug plan during that special disenrollment period, January 1 to February 14th. And remember, you can use the plan finder on Medicare's website or ask a Medicare customer service rep to use it for you by calling 1-800-633-4227. Good luck. Thanks for listening. And until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.